Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
I truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in His name. For those who are able to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and those who are not able to be with us, but are with us on phone, on the internet, we thank God for you. We thank God for those who might be still on their way, and how good God has been to us. Amen. Look out and see Brother Maurice back in the house of God. God is good. Amen. It looks good, and we thank God for bringing him through. And I'm going to ask God's continued blessings be upon him as he continues to mend. We thank God for that. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. I know the time we lost an hour of sleep, but we thank God. Amen. Amen. A little chilly outside, but we still thank God. Amen. 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 Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us. Father, you truly have been so good to us, and we can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy. We ask, O Lord, that you would continue to remember your people, Lord God. Remember those who are still journeying in this morning, dear Father. We ask that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you bring them along safely, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord, for all the saints of God who have gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. We want to thank you, Lord God, for being able to see Brother Maurice back in the house of God. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for our dear brother. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you continue, Lord God, to look down upon him with favor, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, likewise for Sister Maurice downstairs with the children, both of her and Brother Maurice, Lord God. We ask your blessings upon Sister Maurice and ask that you continue to look in upon our dear sister in a mighty way. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto her. Remember the children, Lord God. Thank you for all of them being out this morning and being, Lord God, relatively on time, dear Father. We thank you for that. We ask, O Lord, your blessings upon their parents and ask that you would be with them too, Lord God. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for the saints who are on the phone, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister, Lord God. Be with her, be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. And thank you for her family, Lord God, her children who care for her, Lord God, on a daily basis. We ask your continued blessings upon them likewise. Not forgetting Brother Robert, dear Father. We thank you for him being on, dear Father. All that you have done for him and all that you're doing, Lord God, we ask that you would continue, Lord God, to mend him in his body, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that he will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, dear Father. And we know, Lord, he's looking to be back in the house of God as soon as possible, dear Father. Likewise, we heard, dear Father, that Sister Rose, his wife, Lord God, and she also, Lord God, has stubbed her toe or broke her toe, Lord God. So we just ask, Lord God, that you would mend her too, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Let her know that we are lifting her up in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we ask that you remember his children too, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Father, thank you for Sister Lillian being on, dear Father, and ask your continued blessings upon her as she continues to heal, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have brought our dear sister through, and thank you, Lord God, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto her. And we know, dear Father, our dear sister is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Remember, Lord God, Victor Jr., Lord God, there with her. Remember her neighbors, Lord God, those that she's concerned about, dear Father. We just ask that you would bless and be with her in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you for the saints who are here in the sanctuary this morning, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon Sister Carol, Lord God, and we thank you for her and her family, Lord God, and ask that you continue to look in upon her, dear Father. Be her guide and her direction, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, as, Lord, we said even on last Lord's Day, 90 years old, and Father, she's here, dear Heavenly Father, in the absence of our dear brother, she's cleaning the restrooms. Father, we thank you for this dear sister, and we just ask that you would bless her every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Give her her heart's desires, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, and ask that your blessings be upon her, dear Father. No doubt her heart heavy over the her daughter, dear Heavenly Father, being ill, dear Lord. And so we just ask that you would, Lord, bless Debbie in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you would touch her, heal her in her body, Lord God, most of all her soul, dear Heavenly Father. Bring her through this situation, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if she don't give you the praise, we're going to praise you, dear Father. We thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, and ask that you remember her in her home, dear Father, in her community in which she lives. Just ask your blessings upon her. Thank you for Sister Smith being here, and ask you continue to bless her. You know her heart's desire, dear Father. We ask that you would grant according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for all the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father. We don't want to forget anyone that's here this morning, anyone that's listening on, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember Brother Monty Johnson and his family, Lord God. Sister Sandy and her family. Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, dear Lord. Remembering Sister Marvinia and her family, Lord God, in New York. And Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. And all those, Lord God, who are listening in that we don't know who they are, dear Father. But we just thank you, Lord God, that they're coming, listening in to the broadcast, dear Father. And we ask that you would give them the desires of their heart, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to also thank you, Lord God, for our Officer Meyer, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear man and ask that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father, in every way he stands in need of, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for his companion, dear Father. We understood that she was sick, dear Heavenly Father, and we were praying for her, Lord God. And she was in the hospital, I believe, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you to know that she's at home now, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to touch her and heal her in her body, dear Father. Remember their children, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Lord, Father, we just want to thank you for this dear family and ask your continued blessings be upon them, not forgetting the other officer, Lord God, that will be filling in, Lord God, when Officer Meyer goes on for his new position. We ask that you would remember him, Lord God. I can't think of his name right now, but Lord God, you know all about him, dear Father, and we ask that you would bless. He asked us on last Lord's Day to remember him in prayer, so we remember him, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him. Father, remember, Lord God, and Mr. Dalton, Lord God, we're trusting he'll be out this morning. We ask, oh Lord, that you would bless and be with him, Lord God, looking for all the saints to come out, dear Heavenly Father, that are able to be in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for a gathering place, Lord God, because we realize there are saints, dear Father, there in Ukraine that are not able to gather, Lord God, due to all the bombing and the various things that are going on. But Father God, you have given us a house of God to come to, Lord God, to fellowship, to worship one with another. Help us, Lord God, to be in the house of God and to be here with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Remembering, Lord God, Brother Jackson, Lord God, we thank you for him and his many requests for his family. We thank you for this dear brother, Lord God. What a dear brother indeed, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon Brother Levester in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember his daughters, Lord God, Angela, Tina, dear Father, and Jada, dear Father, and his son William, dear Father, grandchildren. Lord God, he's concerned about their souls. Remember them in a mighty way. Remembering likewise Brother Reggie, Lord God, we didn't see him when we started out, but Lord, remember him if he's on his way. We ask that you grant him traveling mercies over the highway. Remember his family likewise, dear Father. Father God in heaven, we want you to remember, Lord God, all of our family members, loved ones, neighbors, co-workers, those we come in contact with who are out of the ark of safety, Lord God. Many, Lord God, do not know thee, dear Father, and we pray for their souls, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you speak to the hearts of mankind. Remember those around this church and this neighborhood in which this house of God stands, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, many have come to the food pantry. Many have come to the fish fry. Many have come, Lord God, to receive, dear Heavenly Father, and said that they would come, dear Father. We haven't seen them, Lord God, but still looking for them to be here, Lord God. Remembering, Lord God, Ann Hines, dear Father, she comes to my mind, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that she is doing better, dear Heavenly Father, than the day when we met her, Lord God, in the parking lot. We just ask that you would remember this soul in a mighty way, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we know time is winding up, and so, Lord, we're looking for souls to be saved, dear Heavenly Father, saved, dear Heavenly Father, from the wrath of God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with us, Lord God. As we lift up Jesus, you said, if I be lifted up, you said you would draw all men. And Father, that's what we're doing. We're lifting you up this morning. Father, we ask that you would remember our world leaders in a special way, Lord God. Remember our president. Remember our vice president, our Congress, Lord God. Remember our judicial system, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they need you, dear Heavenly Father. They can't lead this country without you, Lord God. We can see, Lord God, the
turmoil and all the things because mankind refuses, Lord God, to acknowledge you. So, Father, help us in all our ways to acknowledge you, as you said, and you will direct our path. Father, we ask in the precious, precious name of Jesus that you would remember Brother PJ, remember his stepmother, Sherry, and his two sisters, Sierra and Cherie, Lord God, as they still, dear Heavenly Father, grieve the loss of their dad, their father and husband, Lord God, and my dear brother, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would remember in a mighty way, Lord God, not only us, but there are other families, Lord God, that are in the hour of grievement, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, many have lost loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, and so we just pray, Lord God, we lift them up to you, Lord God, the greatest comforter that there ever was and will ever be, Lord God. So we just ask that you would intervene on their behalf, remembering Sister Melita, Lord God, as she's back in the media room right now. We ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father, as she endeavors to do all to your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melison as she leads the devotional service. We pray, Lord God, your blessings upon her. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister. Ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake, dear Father, this morning, and ask your blessings upon her. Remember her eyes, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch and heal them, dear Heavenly Father, to your glory, to your honor, that she may be able to read and study the word. Father, we miss Brother Mann being with us this morning, but Lord God, we just ask that you would bless our dear brother. Be with him, Lord God. We know his request would be for his neighborhood, his family, Lord God, and his companion, Lord God. So we just ask that you would bless, not forgetting, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Fluellen, in a special way, Lord God. Remember her, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Father, we ask that you would be in the services today. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege and opportunity of being able to call upon your name. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson, Lord God. As we think about what Brother Levester said, we were made, created in the image and likeness of thee. That's an honor, dear Heavenly Father. An honor, dear Lord, to be created in that image, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to walk worthy of the vocation where you have called us, dear Heavenly Father, so that when someone sees us, Lord God, they will see the image of Almighty God in us. We thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with us. Continue to be our guide and our direction. Remembering Brother Byron, not forgetting him. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for this dear brother, and ask your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended unto him. Now have thine own way in the services, and we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We thank you. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 82? 82 in the worship of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord. 82. We'll praise the Lord for sin forgiven, praise him evermore, till earth has passed away forever, Christ we will adore. We'll when life across the sky has vanished, still we'll praise the Lord. We'll praise the Lord for full salvation, hearts made pure and free. We'll praise him for a blessing feeling and for victory. When like a scroll the sky has vanished, still we'll praise the
We'll praise the Lord that in a dark valley is no longer drear. The light of love dispels our shadows, drives away our fears. We'll tell the story and give God glory, for he has saved us by his blood, and we will sing and praise the Lord. When light, a scroll, the sky has vanished, still we'll praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise our Amen. God. Amen. Thank you, Sister
Amen.
Millicent.
Sister Pat.
Still,
yes.
We'll praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. No matter what.
No matter what.
Still, we'll praise the Lord. Giving glory to God this morning for his goodness to us. Truly, he's
Amen.
Worthy of praise. Amen. That one verse that will praise the Lord that death's dark valley is no longer drear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we have a hope beyond this world through the precious blood of Jesus. So glad to be here this morning, giving God the glory of which he is worthy,
mm-hmm.
and thanking him for every precious gift that he has given to us this morning. Giving glory to Pastor Jenkins, giving praise, giving honor to her, thanking God for her,
Amen.
Knowing that God has placed her and she is faithfully fulfilling the position in which God has placed her. She's using the gift that God has given her, and is such a blessing to us.
Amen.
And so we thank God for her. Giving greetings this morning to everyone here in the house of God. Amen. I see a visitor here, and I see a returnee, and we just thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Just glad to see everyone this morning. Glad to be here this morning. Glad my companion's here this morning. God raised him up. I thank the God for that. And God is just good in all his ways. He's good in all things. Amen. Our responsive reading in God's word, because we know we've come together in the house of God, and we know that God's word is why we're here. God's word is able to save us, able to keep us, gives us our marching orders in this life, leads and guides us. We know that Jesus himself is the word made flesh. And so we know that God's word is of primary importance in our coming together. Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I know when Pastor Jenkins told me this morning, where the responsive reading was, she said Ephesians, and my eyes perked up because I was thinking Ephesians chapter 6 that we studied in on the whole armor of God, but no, it's a different chapter this time. She even said, well, I know when I said Ephesians, I said, yes, my ears and eyes perked up. Ephesians chapter 2. Reading verses 1 through 14 responsively. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Matthew, could you assist London? Ephesians chapter 2,
Thank you. Amen. When our young people want to read,
Amen.
We want to encourage that. And so we'll tarry for a time to be sure that we're together. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. And we'll read verses 1 through 14 responsively. Amen. If you're able to stand, if you're physically able to stand at the reading of God's word, we'll ask you to stand. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us,
even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands,
that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Together. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That verse 4 that starts out, but God. And verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, it makes all the difference in the world. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for it. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. You can get joy and rejoicing even from the reading of God's word, before the message even starts being preached. Amen. That's how the Spirit of God manifests himself with our spirit. We thank God for his word. At this time, we're going to ask if there are prayer requests. By word of mouth or uplifted hand, we thank God for the season of prayer that Pastor Jenkins prayed in opening the service. We always want to open the service with prayer. God gives us the opportunity, gives us the privilege to bring our petitions to him. He's promised that he will hear. We don't want our sins or iniquities to separate between us and God. Isaiah says that his hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, his ear is not heavy, that he cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And his sins have hid his face from you, so he will not hear. But we don't want that to be an obstacle. So we want to make sure that our way is clear. We can bring our requests to God and know that he is able to bless in every situation and have the confidence and the assurance that he'll do what is best in every situation. Whether he says yes or whether he says no, or whether he says, wait, either way, God is still God.
Yes.
And we don't want to ever doubt him or run ahead of him. Amen. Amen. So are there special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand? Sister India, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Sister Carol.
Remember my nephew.
Amen. 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 Lord bless. Other requests.
Sister Blake, remember those who are still on her way. Remember Sister Webb and her request for her brother. I believe he was having surgery.
Yes.
So remember him. And remember also Sister Margie. I checked, and he said she's doing well. So just remember
Amen.
Her. Remember Brother Leonard. Much in prayer. And just thank God for, first of all, I want to thank God for all that he has done for us. And just ask his continued blessings be with us.
Amen. Amen. So Sister Carol's request was for her nephew, Dwayne Stokes, who had a stroke, but God is blessing, and he's getting better, and also to remember his son as well, and remember her family members, and remember Sister Carol, and also remember Sister Jenkins asked a prayer for Sister Margie. Remember her, she's coming along well. Remember Sister Webb, much in prayer. Remember her request for her brother who's due to have surgery. So Julian Witherspoon, and she's brought requests for him before. So remember him much in prayer and remember her entire family.
And also, Sister Blake, I want to thank the saints for your prayers for our cousin. So Marie, she is doing very well. Thank the
Amen.
Lord for that. She's able to walk without her cane, and she's been walking upstairs.
Amen.
She's hopefully she's not trying to do too much, and today is her birthday, but just remember her much in prayer. So
Amen.
God is bringing her.
Amen. God truly answers prayer.
Amen.
There was a time that she brought requests and said that she was not doing well, but God can make a change. God can bring about a change, so much so that the doctors shake their heads and say, well, and many times they have to acknowledge. Now, some I believe are believers, but there are others who are not, who just have to shake their heads and say, well, it had to be. It had to be God, because they know it wasn't them. God's healing power cannot be denied. Amen.
And one more request. The lady that normally helps with giving this food for food pantry, my friend, her daughter is extremely ill.
Yes.
She had COVID earlier on in the year, and she has something from the COVID that's affecting her right now. She really needs a prayer. Her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Remembering Jennifer, who's suffering from the COVID, symptoms of COVID very much. So remember that request.
Right. Well, I remember there when I talked to her yesterday, mm-hmm. and she's doing well. Still oxygen.
Yes.
She was around there doing you know, you can't work it.
No. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol is about to request. Remember Deborah. Continue to remember her. We're thankful for what God is doing for her, but she needs to just, you know, take it slowly.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Take it slowly and not try to overdo.
Amen.
Amen. Continue to remember Deborah in prayer. Other requests.
Sister Blake, I have to think that you remember the Lewis family. I forgot. One of the guys from work, he had called one of the ladies that I work with, she told him that we had lost my brother, and he called to give me condolences. I didn't realize he had lost his sister of cancer, and so because it was really hitting him so hard when he was talking to me, and then he told me he lost his sister just last June. Some rare cancer came up in her body, and he said she only lasted 3 months or 4 months, something like that, and him and his other sisters care for her. So just remember the Lewis family, much in prayer, please.
The Lewis family in their bereavement. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith.
I just want to thank you for me and also for the kids that I own the car. He was getting ready to leave this room to come to church, but the lights went on and it had established traffic. And I don't know what that is, but I took the car to get me this one day. They couldn't find anything. But the car was showing me live the back part of the automobile. But I turned into Rivercrest and then turned back around and went back home. I turned the car off. And when I turned it on, it was zero. But I called me up. She didn't have to let me go to church. So God brought me in and told the people.
Yeah.
That God was definitely one or two individuals a week, Monday and Friday. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when you look for homes, they send you from one place to another because someone is taking a trip or even someone is taking a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, it's fine, but I'm getting older. You keep traveling from one place to the other, and I don't think it's different.
Yes.
I'm satisfied with one or two people where I can have one on Monday, one on Tuesday, the other one on Wednesday, you know, just like that.
Sure. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Remember Sister Smith in prayer that they would, that home instead, her place of employment would make it so that she was just working with one person per day. Because all the traveling around from house to house during on one particular day, you may go to two or three different places. And so pray that the Lord will grant that she'll be able to, that they'll settle down her schedule and that she'll maybe be able to work for one person for that whole day, and then maybe the next day one other person for that day, rather than place to place to place. So God is able. He's able. He gave you that job, and He's able to regulate it. And so, just trust Him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, Brother Byron.
Really thank the Lord for being here, saying thank you for your prayers. You need to keep my family in your prayers. Truly, my companion. Keep her in your prayers. Likewise, my daughter turned, had a birthday on Saturday. She's 27 now.
My.
I'm moving on.
Yes.
So keep her in your prayers as well. And keep me in your prayers, Saints. I was dreaming heavy last night. Fear was there, and then my dad was there. And it was just, you know, then I awoke and realized, you know, I'm dreaming.
Very much so.
You know, it was all good. It was just
happy.
Yeah.
Amen.
And,
Amen. 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 God bless you, Brother Byron. Continue to pray for Brother Byron. Remember his daughter, Madeline, who had a birthday and turned 27. And remember her in prayer, Jacob also. Remember his companion, Judy. Remember her much in prayer. And remember Brother Byron, because we understand that he's you're still in bereavement, brother.
Amen.
And I understand about dreams Amen. Coming about your loved ones who have gone into eternity. I still have dreams
yeah.
about my parents.
Yeah.
And, and in the dreams, we're just, discussing something, and it's not unusual. And in the dream, I'm not reacting as though it's anything unusual for them to be there. And so we'll continue to lift you up in prayer. Amen. You said for a while, and so it'll be a God's while.
Yeah.
Which will mean from now on. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Sister yes. Blake, our visitor, tell me his name. Can you share it with her again? Share your name, sir.
My name is Joseph.
Joseph? Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, he can. He can.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. You said you were driving. You didn't know where you were. You didn't know where you were, but God turned you in here.
Right. Amen.
With Abraham.
Amen.
And when Abraham left Earth, he didn't know where he was going either. And God directed him.
Amen.
So we're persuaded that God directed you in here today.
Amen.
So glad to have you. And your English is very good.
Yes.
Amen. So it's so much better than our French, I'm sure. All right. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. So good to have you. Praise God. Good to see you. Brother Monty.
Praise God.
Praise God. So good to see you. So good to see you. Amen. Amen. These are readers, so these will only show me up. Matthew, so good to see you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. When Pastor Jenkins prayed the opening prayer, she prayed for you in the opening prayer, and as she always does, and you came in the door, so God bless you. Glad. So good to see you. Amen. We've been praying for you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Other sister India.
I thank the Lord for your prayers on my behalf and my family.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Sister Holmes.
Okay, Sister Holmes. Yes, Sister Holmes. We will remember you in prayer. I'm sorry. Sister. Yes. She said to remember her in prayer and her family. Yes, go ahead, Sister India.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Brother Jackson.
Remember me and my family members.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brother Jackson, they remember all his family members and all of those who don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins. All general requests. Amen. All need something from the Lord. Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, amen, we'll ask if Sister Smith would take us to the throne of grace. If there's a special need, let me come stand, come bow at an altar. As God knows. If you need someone to pray with you, God knows. Someone will come and kneel and pray with you. If the burden is heavy, it's not too heavy for God.
Amen.
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 Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to 599? Worship the Lord to 599.
We'll sing one verse here. Verse number 2.
$5.99 in the worship of the Lord. $5.99. $5.99. Verse number 2.
No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. In streams of love forever flow. Within is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow.
Praise you, the Lord. Never expected this, but you never know what the Lord thy God will give. But he also said in Matthew 7:7, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. And knock and it shall open unto you. And I'm asking you, Lord thy God, to give me the words to say.
Amen.
And I may be an encouragement and enlightenment to those that are out here in the congregation. Praying for souls that need to be saved from sin, which is more important than anything else in the world. Not only my loved ones, but all the saints' loved ones all over the entire world that are truly saved today. Praying for their souls, dear Father. We don't want to see anybody lost, but we want to see them saved from sin to sin no more. And time is winding up. Time is winding up. We could be here today and gone today. But to know that our heart and our soul is right with God, we have nothing to lose, but we have everything to gain. And that's a blessing indeed. Do take this time out to pray for Minister Sister Renee Jenkins as she continues to preach the true word of God. And that's because of the gospel. The spirit that abides with her and in her from you, Lord thy God, is encouragement and enlightenment even to each and every one of us, that it may abide within our heart, soul, mind, and body, that we may be that spiritual light that's so shining that others will see our good works. But even our good works belong to you, Lord thy God. is not always ours. We have to give praise and honor and thanks to you first of all, because
Amen.
Where would we be if it wasn't for you? We'd still be lost and undone. Maybe half of us would have been gone a long time ago. But by your mercy and by your grace, we're still here today. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We do continue to pray a special prayer and blessing for Brother Monty. Good to see him. Praise the Lord. You've been in our prayers for quite some time, dear Heavenly Father. And we're good to see him, glad to see him, rather. And also we continue to pray for him. And also for his family members as well, dear Heavenly Father, that he not forget the word of God, but to continue to live a godly and righteous and holy life in this life now and forevermore. We also want to pray for the young gentleman beside him, dear Heavenly Father. I know not his name, and please forgive me for not knowing your name, but praying for you as well, as you hold fast to the word of God and for the Spirit of God that abides with you and in you. We also want to pray a special prayer and blessing for Sister India. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing her here today, dear Heavenly Father, hoping and praying that she will take the word of God within her heart, soul, mind, and body, and also be an encouragement even to her daughter, but also to her loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, that know not the word of God. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Kim, dear Heavenly Father. We know not what the problem is, but we know God knows all things. And one thing about it, if she has faith and belief in the Lord thy God, he can do all things. Believe me. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm a witness to that because I know what he's done for me and I know what he's still doing for me now by the grace of God. He said he'd never leave me, and I know he won't leave me. I can pray for him and to him, and he listens. He answers prayers. You just got to believe. Believing is so important. Faith is believing in the word of God. Oh, praise the Lord thy God. It's a blessing. I tell you, saints, to be saved from sin, to sin no more. A special prayer and blessing for Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, that was ill, dear Heavenly Father, that wasn't here. We also pray for him, and look what he's at. He's at the Church of God today, and he looks well. But we know that Sister Patty Blake is taking care of her husband, and that's a true blessing. But we didn't want her to overwork herself, too. And she's taking care of him, and he has to take care of her. But God does all things well by the grace of God. We're praying a special prayer and blessing for Sister Beverly Carroll, Heavenly Father. I was talking about her today as she goes out preaching the gospel even to her loved ones, Frank, and also his wife. Also, I think it's Mrs. Root, too, and for those that she has contact with. Also, for Brother Carroll's loved ones who passed away, but filled with the Spirit of God. God's got him in a resting place, but he's okay. But she's still preaching the gospel for those to get saved from sin, to sin no more. She's an encouragement at 90 years old. But God's given her that spiritual strength to be able to stand on 2 feet. And also in that body, dear Heavenly Father, he can uplift you, I tell you. James 5:13 says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. He can heal you. Just got to believe. I know he can. A special prayer and blessing to every father, to Sister Regina, for her daughter Debbie being sick. Hold her up. Hold her up, Lord thy God. Sister Regina. Sister Regina, you're an encouragement and lightning to those at the Senior Citizens Building. They watch you. You're a blessing and encouragement and lightning. Don't fall short of the glory of God. Hold fast. God will take care of you. But also he'll take care of those souls that are unsaved as well. Praise the Lord thy God. And special prayer and blessing for Betty, for her daughter Debbie that's at home. Praying for her. Now God has healed her. But at the same time, she needs to be saved from sin. And that's the most important thing. Not only your daughter, but my daughter, Yolanda, Noelle, Janelle, Nye, Malaysia, my sister Fifi, CW, Chris, I tell you, it's no time to be playing games. If you're serious about getting saved, get saved now. Don't keep waiting because life is not promised to none of us from day to day. We could be here today and gone today. But if you got an opportunity and a chance to get right with God now while there's still time. A special prayer and blessing to the children, dear Heavenly Father, even those I have in Sunday school class, and even those in the young adult class, dear Heavenly Father, and even those, dear Heavenly Father, that are here. Take the word of God seriously. We love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and spirit, but there's time for you to grow up. There's no time to keep playing with the word of God. Get your heart and soul right with God. for he knows who wants to be saved, and he knows he's playing games. But this is no time to play games. You've got a choice. All of us have a choice. We have a heaven where we please the Lord thy God, and we got a hell where the devil is. So you have a choice which one you're going to choose in this life. But I tell you right now, get right with God before it's everlasting too late. Time is winding up. A special prayer and blessing for Brother Lavester. He's such an encouragement to me by the word of God, but also by the Spirit of God, and abides with him and in him. I know that his loved ones know the word of God. There's no excuses. God is no respecter person. Even that which you know, you're going to be accountable from the young in between to the teen to the old. Get your heart and soul right with God while there's still time. Time is winding up. Please get right with God, the Lord, Father. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Maria and also for her companion, Brother DeAndre. Truly an encouragement and enlightenment by the life that they live with the two beautiful boys, dear Heavenly Father. Give them the spirit to be an encouragement and enlightenment to someone that they run into that knows not the word of God, that they may be able to tell them what to do, how to do it. You know, we're a blessing. We are. We're a blessing because we're saved from sin. To sin no more. But the most important thing of all is to live a godly life. Because we know we can do nothing on our own, but with God we can do all things. That's pleasing to his sight. A special prayer and blessing to Brother Byron. We enjoy him on Wednesdays, I tell you. I was telling downstairs, when he gives scriptures, he always gives examples for us to follow. And to follow those scriptures makes us to grow closer and closer and strong in the word of God. God says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Search the scriptures, for in them they think they have eternal life, and they are they that pass by. I'm not for sure. I've gotten so nervous. But I know the Bible says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I continually pray. God listens to the prayers. Saints, we got to continue to believe. We got to pray for one another. We got to encourage one another. We have to be on one accord. You can't change God's word. God's word is going to stay the same. You can't add to it nor take away from it. But continue to be obedient to the word of God. And I tell you, you won't lose out. You'll gain the whole world through the grace of God, through the Spirit of God. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Millicent, dear Father, as she goes up and picks up people, but also for those even when she works with them, Father. Let her light so shine that they will see something in her that they don't have themselves, that she may be an encouragement and enlightenment. I tell you, I love her very much, and especially my sis back there, Sister Melita. Truly an encouragement to me, and I thank you, Melita. I love you very much. And even though you may be a diabetic, God, that's the best doctor. He can heal anything. If he can heal the blind to see and the lame to be able to walk, he can take away that diabetic from me in no time. Because I know what he's done for me when I had colon cancer, when I had brain tumor. I'm still alive today at 71 years old. And I thank the Lord thy God for what he has done and what he's still doing. Praise our Lord, our God, forevermore and through eternity. Thank you for saving my soul, and thank you for making me whole. If anybody I forgot, please forgive me, Heavenly Father. It's not intentionally, but I can't remember all the names, but I pray for each and every one that is saved to stay saved, and those that are in sin, get saved from sin before it's everlasting too late. And a special prayer and blessing for Sister Patty Blake. She reminds me of Sister Renee Jenkins. I tell you, she's always has a place in my heart, and I always will love her very much. But I love all the saints, and you take care of yourself. Love you by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God. Now forevermore. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. Amen. God bless you, Sister Smith. Amen. This is the second Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for a building fund. And so as we file by the plates, the special offering for the building fund may be placed in the center plate, and tithes and other offerings may be placed on the plates on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious love, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the precious gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear God. Lord, he's such a precious gift, dear God, because he was without price, dear God. But our salvation came at the price of his blood. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your love and your tender mercies extended to us. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father, as we obey your word, dear God, even in bringing our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Lord, we count it a privilege, dear Father, to be able to obey your word, dear God, in this way. And we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear God, for their use, dear Father, and for the disbursement, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would direct, dear God, as to what you would have done, dear Father, with that which is already yours, dear God. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these offerings and tithes, dear God, as only you can. Lord, that they may be used, dear Father, to edify your name and to edify the church of God and to build up one another. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and that you would use both, dear Father, according to your divine will, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hark, my thoughts around. Excuse me. Hark, my soul, a rhapsodic music from the heavenly choirs above brings to earth the joyful tidings that our Lord, our God, is love. God is love. Compassion giving heaven's best to prove by a life of pain and sorrow that the Lord our God is love. God is love. God is love. Songs of angels, choirs above.
Made my spirit whole. There is joy, sweet joy, way down in my soul. Oh, yes, there's joy, great joy. Joy now in my soul today. Oh yes, there's joy, great joy. Joy now in all along the way. Since the blessed Savior found me and made my spirit whole. There is joy, sweet joy, way down in my soul.
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen. Oh, yes, there's joy. Great joy. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's the only real joy, isn't it? Since the blessed Savior found me and made my spirit whole, there's joy. Great joy way down in my soul. Amen. We thank God for all that He's able to do in our lives, in our hearts. Amen. We realize that the things that people acquire, the things of this life, all that's going to pass away. But that joy that God's able to give us down in our soul, that's eternal. We thank God for that. We're going to stand at this time and offer prayer before our pastor comes before us. Amen. Again, we have our visitor's card, Brother Joseph, right? Yes, we thank God for you, and we thank God that you have a ministry in Haiti. We will be praying for you, for your family that's still in Haiti, and we're just thankful that you're here with us today visiting, and we pray that if you're not in Haiti, then on Sunday mornings you'll come here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And once again, we're so thankful to see Brother Monty. We're so thankful to see his brother Matthew. We just thank God to see that you are well. And as Pastor Jenkins said, we've been praying for you. We know that God's able to make us to prosper. God's the one who keeps us in the land of the living. And we're just thankful to see you here this morning. Glad for everyone that's here. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer on behalf of Pastor Jenkins before she brings the word to us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord, for all that our hearts have heard and all that our hearts have felt this morning, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for manifesting your spirit, Lord, in our midst. We pray, dear God, that you would continue to have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. We ask, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would pour out, dear Father, of your spirit upon her, that she would preach the word of God in spirit's power, dear God. And, Lord, that your word would go forth, dear God, and touch our minds and touch our hearts, dear Father. Lord, that we would get, dear Father, what you intend for us to get, dear Lord, from this message today. We pray, dear Father, again, Lord, you would anoint not only Pastor Jenkins, Lord, as she preaches your word, dear God, but anoint us hearers, dear Father, to receive your word, dear God. Lord, that we would get, dear Father, and prosper, Lord, in all, Lord, that you intend for us to through your eternal word. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, truly another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. It's good to see so many out today, and thank God for his goodness to us, especially those we've been praying for, Brother Matthew, Brother Monty, Saints, they said to me they would be here. I didn't know it was going to be today. But I thank God they kept their word. Amen. And I thank God for a visitor who's with us. Thank God for you and also for Mr. Dalton. He's been coming back. He said he'd be coming back, and he has been. And so we just thank God for all the saints, too. And we look out and see them here, and we've got some on the phone and some online and some downstairs, but we just thank God. He's been good to us. Amen.
In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the second chapter, giving honor to Sister Blake likewise. I thank God for her and all that God has done for her. Thank God for the devotional service. And although Brother Jackson was alone up in there in the base, I believe he held his part. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I could tell the other brother and that Brother Roberts online, he could hear him. Thank God for that. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 14. We would like to go back to Ephesians. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. In case we get to going just a little fast, you can have scriptures to read later on in your leisure. We're coming out of Ephesians 2. And verse 8 is where the Lord would have me to get our subject matter. Lord bless. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, salvation in Jesus Christ, the way to grace. Salvation in Jesus Christ, the way to grace. Well, last Lord's Day, we learned that our trust in God is not merely just a belief that there is a God in heaven, but that our belief is one that leads us to have complete confidence in who God is and what he has done and is doing for us. You see, our salvation this afternoon has been made possible only by the grace of God. We are told these words in Romans, the third chapter, verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. You see, the word justify means that God, in his power and in his grace, declared us to be righteous and worthy of a relationship with him. And that through redemption that is in Christ Jesus, those of us who are saved have been set at liberty by the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. We are told these words in Galatians, the fifth chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. In verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You see here in this passage of Scripture, Paul is letting the saints of Galatia and you and I know that Jesus is who has made us free from sin, and that we should stand firm in that freedom and not seek freedom from sin by any other means. You see, Jesus told us in John, the 8th chapter, verse 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, truth is who he is, and truth is what makes us free in Christ Jesus. He later proclaimed later in John 14:6 that he is not only the way, but he is also the truth and the life. And one is able to come to the Father. No one is able to come to the Father except through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is what Paul was trying to get across to the saints there at Galatia, and what Paul has left on record for you and I. It is Christ alone who sets us free from sin. Praise be to Almighty God. And if he who frees us from sin, then our righteousness is by Jesus Christ. Romans 6 verse 18 says these words. He says, being then made
free from sin? Ye became the servants of righteousness. Are you a servant of righteousness this afternoon? You see, there is simply no other way to become righteous. All righteousness is in Jesus Christ. Jesus has made himself responsible not only for our debt, but he made for our righteousness in him. If you and I seek righteousness by any other means, then Jesus Christ has no effect upon our lives. It is as though we reject him. And as though we say, I don't believe that he is who he is. I don't believe that he is the Son of God if our righteousness is not through him. You see, this liberty that you and I have is not a license for us to sin. It's not a license for us to do whatever we want to. Instead, our liberty should cause us to choose to obey God and to serve God fully and completely. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, if we are indeed called into liberty or grace, we should not abuse the grace of Almighty God by acting out of human impulse rather than being in the spirit of Almighty God. You see, the New Testament is clear that being saved, we are not bound by the Old Testament law, but we are bound by God's grace, meaning we are free to choose to live our life according to the freedom that is found in the truth of God's eternal word. I know some believers abuse the grace of God by claiming liberty as they do, as they wish. They say they can live their lives any old way they want to live, but not according to the word of God. You know, we are told these words in Galatians 5, verse 13. Turn with me there for a moment. He says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Oh, we cannot use this liberty to sin. Oh, he went on to say there, but by love serve one another. Oh, that's another message in itself. Praise our God. How we serve each other by love. He said there when he said for brethren, he's speaking to the brethren. He wasn't just speaking to anyone. You have been called unto liberty. We've been freed from sin. Saints of God, I thank God for that. You know, we live in a world right now, they'll tell you, no, you can't live this way. But my Bible tells me that you must live this way to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. My Bible tells me that God is looking for a people that are living righteous and soberly in this present world. You may say to me, Sister Renee, where is that? Well, let me tell you what Titus, the second chapter, says. Turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God for the word of God and praise our God for the spirit of God. He says there in verse 11 of Titus 2, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness. Oh, and are we living in a world of ungodliness right now? He said, in worldly lust. You see, there are times when people can tell you, oh, it's okay, you can go out and do all these things. But he said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live what? Soberly. And this is not from alcohol. This means that we have a seriousness about how we live our lives for Christ Jesus. He said righteously and godly in this present world. Praise our God. God is looking for us to live right down here. Not when we die, because when we die, it's all over with. See, when this voice is hushed, you can't make it right. You got to be right before this voice is hushed. Well, if you're not right before God takes you into eternity, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. I know many don't want to hear about hell, but hell is real. There are more souls going into eternity, into hell, than there are that are going into heaven. How do you know that, Sister Renee? The Bible says in Isaiah 5, turn with me there for a moment. He said, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. My, my, my. Praise our God. He said, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoices shall descend into it. You think about it, you don't see that anywhere in the word of God about heaven. It doesn't say heaven has enlarged herself and opened her mouth you know, without measure. But it tells me few there be that find it.
Amen.
That's what the word of God says. That's why we got to live right. Live by the grace of God. The grace of God doesn't give us the freedom to sin. The grace of God doesn't give us the freedom to live any old way that we want to live. But God's grace was bestowed upon us, oh, so that we can live righteously and soberly in this present world. That's why in our scripture reading it said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For his gift. You see, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, he made us free to serve him, not to serve sin. God applied the price that Jesus had paid on the cross to our account and declared us righteous. He thereby freed us from the condemnation and the consequences of our sin. Yes, he set us free. And Jesus, we are free from the burdens of sin. We no longer have to try to good our way into heaven, but we have been given eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says in this verse that all of this happens freely. Praise our God. Amen. This word literally means without a cause. Basically, our God gave us his righteousness even when we did not deserve to receive it. We are told these words in Romans 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he gave it to us even though we could never pay him back for it. He gave it to us without any strings attached, so to speak. You see, there are only two words explaining why God saved a bunch of hell-deserving sinners. And those two words are love and grace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise our
Amen.
God. I know that I do not understand all there is to know about why God did it. But I'm glad, so glad he did.
Amen.
You see, just like in the natural, I can't figure out how a black cow eats green grass and gives white milk, but I don't do without it, do I?
Amen.
So even though in the spiritual, my knowledge of God's methods and gifts might not be there, but I still enjoy the benefits of all that God has done for us.
Amen.
Because I believe, one day, I believed in a hill called Mount Calvary. Praise our God.
Amen.
Look at what he said in John 3, verse 16. He said these words. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. See, you got to believe in him, but have everlasting life. He went on to say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Are you saved this afternoon? He said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Mm-hmm. And then we are told over in John 15 these words in verse 13. It said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Are you a friend of Jesus this afternoon? Praise our God. See, he laid down his life for us. And I thank God that he did. Praise his holy name. You see, we are saved, as we said, by grace. And if you're not saved by grace, you're not saved at all.
Amen.
God came down to where we are to lift us up to where he is. This grace is through faith in Christ Jesus. And the only way for us to make it into heaven is through this same grace. He says these words in 2 Corinthians. Turn with me there for a moment. I trust you have your Bibles and you're following along. If you're not able to follow along and you think I might be going fast, I ask you to write them down so you may be able to read them a little later on this afternoon. He says in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 9, he said, for ye know the grace of God. Praise our God. Did I get it wrong here? Maybe, let's see. Praise our God. Maybe it's 1 Corinthians 7, verse 9. Let's see what it says there. I think I wrote the scripture down wrong, but turn with me to John 1. Maybe we can get it a little later on. It's one that says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have it there, sis?
That's 2 Corinthians 7:9.
That's all right. We'll go over to John 1, verse 17. That's all right. Someone will find it and bring it up. When you do, just let me know. John 1, verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Did you notice that the words grace and truth are synonymous, meaning they are one and the same? You see, I can't preach grace without having truth. People not only need to know about God's grace, but they need to know about truth. Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Amen. Thy word is truth. You see, grace and truth are both embodied in the person of Jesus Christ himself. In verse 14 of John 1, it says these words, and the word, referring to the person of Jesus Christ, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise our God. You see, grace and truth came together through the person and ministry of Jesus Christ. Grace is not a doctrine or a teaching. Grace is a person. And that is Jesus Christ himself. Oh, praise our God. You see, Christ was just not anyone among whom God just went into the world and said, I'm going to make you the Messiah. No, he is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. He came into this old world to give you and I abundant life in him that we could not earn on our own. It is a free gift from Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Do you have that gift this afternoon? It's a gift that you and I did not deserve, and it's a gift we cannot earn. It came from Almighty God. John was letting us know that when we look at the law that God gave Moses, that we clearly see that we cannot do anything to save ourselves, that we are condemned to death because of sin.
2 Corinthians.
But by grace.
8:9.
Praise our God. Thank you. But by grace are we saved through faith. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Thank you, Sister Blake. Sometimes I get to writing them down fast. He says, therefore, ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. Oh, thanks to our Savior Jesus Christ. He humbled himself to go to the cross for you and I. You see, he didn't have to go, but he humbled himself. The word of God tells us he agonized in the garden. He said he went into the garden, and he agonized there in the Garden of Gethsemane. One scripture in Luke, I believe it is, it lets us know that his sweat was as drops of blood. Oh, coming down, that's how much he agonized over that cup, over going to the cross for you and I. But he knew that he couldn't back out. He knew he was the only one that was worthy to save us from our sins. What are you saying, Sister Renee? There was no one else that was worthy. David wasn't worthy. Abraham wasn't worthy. The prophets were not worthy. Why weren't they worthy? All of them had sin in their lives. Our Savior Jesus Christ knew no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. He was the only one that was worthy. That's why when he came that day, John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Praise be to Almighty God. He is the only one that was worthy to take away our sins. He was the only one when God knew that he had to send someone down after mankind sinned in the Garden of Eden. You see, when God put him there in in that garden. He had Adam there and he had Eve in the garden, and he gave them specific instructions. He told them that they could freely eat of every tree of this garden. He said to them, he said, you can freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. In the day that you eat, thou there shalt surely die. Oh, that is just like the devil today. You see, the devil will have people know that God has given us all this stuff, everything that we can have in God, and then the devil will come along and he'll entice you to do something wrong. That's exactly what he did with Eve there in the garden. He deceived her. He made her believe that God Almighty was keeping something from her. He was suggesting to her that God didn't want her to be like God. Oh, but God knew that in the day that they ate thereof, that they would become wise. They would come out of what God didn't want them to know. All the, they would have the knowledge, I'm trying to say, of good and evil. And that was not God's intent. The word of God says that our heavenly Father made man upright. And that's what God made. We learned this morning in our Sunday school lesson that we were made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And what was that image and likeness? Our heavenly Father is holy. He is righteous. He is upright. We are looking at mankind today, and look at where mankind has fallen to. After the sin of Adam, mankind is now down low and dirty. Look at all the things that are going on in our land. How many know what I'm talking about? You look at the news every single day in the news. Someone is killing someone. Someone is doing this kind of devilment. Someone is over here molesting children, doing this over here, doing that over there. That is not how God made us. He made us in his image and in his likeness. God made us to serve Almighty God, but sin entered in. And these are the conditions now because of sin. Oh, look at what Paul said to the Romans. Turn with me to Romans, the first chapter, and look at what he says there in the word of God. You see, our God, when man sinned in the garden, he didn't just leave us there. He didn't just leave us to wallow around in it, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross that we might be redeemed. Praise our God. Says there in Romans, that first chapter, in that 16th verse. And I thank God for his word being left on record. Oh, when I read what Paul has to say to the Roman brothers, and read what Paul is saying to you and I. Oh, I can say, as Paul says in verse 6, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. How many can say it right along with Paul? He said to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He went on to say, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Oh, saints of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. No, we've never seen God. Oh, but we have felt his presence in our lives. Oh, there are days when we have been around. Oh, I can relate to what Brother Byron is saying. And I know you all know it's the death of my brother, but it's been in my mind. And there are times when the devil will try to bring things into my mind. But I have to ask God to help me. Lord, help me to get over. I know you are able. He is not the only one that died, but God has told us in the word of God, is appointed unto man once to die, and after this to judge. We are all judgment travelers this afternoon, and we all need to make sure that we are right with God when God calls us home. Amen. But I truly can say that I serve a God that when the enemy tries to bring thoughts in your mind, when the enemy tries to keep you up all hours of the night worrying about something, oh, I can call on him in the midnight hour.
Oh, he truly gives songs in the night.
Amen.
Oh, he will lift you up and build you up when you are maybe torn down by the weight of what the enemy is trying to put on you. Oh, I thank God for knowing him and the free pardon of my sins. But let us go on to see what Paul said here. He said in verse 18, he said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." Oh, don't think that all the stuff that men are doing right now, they're getting away with it. No, because the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You may say to me, "Oh, Sister Renee, how do you hold truth in unrighteousness when you say that you're a child of God and you're living like the devil? You're holding the truth of God's eternal word in unrighteousness." Because what you're saying to the world, God can't keep me from sinning. God is not able to do what God says in his word. That's why I'm holding the truth in unrighteousness, because truth is the word of God. God has said in the word of God how we ought to live, and I stand on what God says in the word of God.
Amen.
When he says in the word of God, all unrighteousness is sin, that's what it means. All unrighteousness is sin, and that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of the Father keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, and verse 19 says, it says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." You see, people are going to be without excuse. You're not going to be able to get any in. When the judgment day comes and say, "Well, you know, God, I was looking over there and I didn't see that many cars in the parking lot at Wayne Avenue, or I didn't this or whatever." No, no, no. He said, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." God made the bird, everything out there in this world for you and I to see. He said, "Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are" what? "Without excuse." You're not going to be able to excuse your way into heaven. No, no, no.
Amen.
You're not going to be able to be like Adam in the garden, "The woman you gave me." No, no, no. Not with God. No, no, no. He goes on to say here, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God." But thank God for his grace today. He said, "Neither were thankful, but because vain in their imagination and their foolish heart was darkened." Oh my. He said, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." He said, "Wherefore God also gave them up." You know, sometimes, saints of God, we walk around and we say, "Oh, I wonder why people are so evil and people are so devilish in the things that they're doing." Look at what it says here. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart." God gave them up to that. You see, when you didn't want to retain God in your knowledge, oh, God will give you over to what you want. He said, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie." Oh, my, my, my. "And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." He said, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." What is he talking about? All the homosexual movement and all the
of stuff that's going on and people saying, well, God made me this way. And, oh, I don't know whether I'm transgender. Sister spoke about it downstairs with the children. No matter how you try to change yourself, your DNA or your blood still has the chromosomes of either a woman or a man. How God created you. Praise our God. We're living a time, saints, where all of us have them in our families. And there they going around and saying, well, you just got to love. You just got to love them and allow that. Oh, but that goes against what thus saith the Lord. That goes out, yeah, we love them, but we don't love the sin that they're in.
Amen.
And we got to tell the truth of God's eternal word. He said, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. And then he went on to say, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over.
Yeah.
Oh, my, to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not committed. Now you wonder why. When you see now in the news all the devilment people are doing, now you know why, because God gave them over. You didn't want to retain God in your knowledge, then God gave you over to what you wanted. He said, being filled, think about it, with all unrighteous. You're filled with it, meaning all things that are unrighteous. That's what you are filled with now. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, all that whole list going down. Now you are filled with those things.
My.
Oh, saints of God, that's the time in which we live right now. Oh, but thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. His grace that came through his son's death is what saved us through faith. Oh, as we've said, none of us deserved what we have in Christ Jesus. But let us go back to our scripture reading and look at what he says there in Ephesians 2, 4. But God, praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Thank God for his who is rich in mercy and his great love. Not only grace, but we also have God's mercy. He said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Thank God for it. You see, what we have in Christ Jesus could not be earned. We could not go through this life doing good things in order to earn points to get into heaven. I know many believe that. They believe that they follow the golden rule, which is to say, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, that somehow that will get them into the kingdom of God. See, God wants more out of us than that. Yes, we are to do good to others. Jesus said these words in Matthew, the 7th chapter. He says in verse 12 of that 7th chapter of Matthew, he said, therefore all things, praise our God, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And in Luke 6, 31, he says, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. You see, the term golden rule does not appear in the Bible. The golden rule in the natural encourages us to treat others as we would like to be treated. And Jesus wants us to do the same. However, keeping man's golden rule will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. You got to do more than saying nice things to people. You got to do more than just giving to the poor or saying Jesus' name several times. Or telling someone that they are blessed. You've got to be born again by the new birth. Turn with me to John, the 3rd chapter. Oh, and look at what it says in the word of God there. See, Jesus told this to Nicodemus. He said these words in John 3. It said, Jesus answered and said unto him, you know the story, you Bible students, how Nicodemus came. He was a man of the Pharisees. He came to Jesus by night. And he had said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God,
For no one can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, and that word except means unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, when Jesus came to this earth, he came to teach men how to flee darkness and to come into the light of the gospel. He came to teach men how to flee from death and to enter into life more abundant in Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus here cut to the chase with Nicodemus. He saw the need of Nicodemus' heart, and he told Nicodemus that his religion wasn't sufficient to save his soul. He told Nicodemus that he must experience the new birth, and that is still the message today. Amen. I say to lost souls this afternoon, if you want to make heaven your eternal home, then you must experience the new birth in Christ Jesus. Did you notice the word accept in this passage of Scripture? This means that the new birth is necessary, or it is essential to salvation. You can't get in without it.
Amen.
It literally means that a person has no other choice to come to Jesus Christ. You see, either you're going to come God's way, or you do not experience his salvation at all.
Amen.
That's how it is. In other words, it's Jesus or nothing. We're told in Acts 4 these words. In verse 12, turn with me there for a moment. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I've been so concerned about the number of individuals that are so confused about what it means to be born again. There are so many around who do not understand the plan of salvation. I had to share with someone the other day, when in the morning text, I had said, will you commit your life to him and accept him as your Savior today? And they told me, they said, well, Sister Renee, I've been baptized, but they've never been born again. You see, baptism doesn't save you.
Amen.
Baptism is an affirmation of our faith in God. Baptism is an ordinance of the Lord. What I mean when I say that is, it is an ordinance that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded. He ordained it. He planned it. He said we should do it in a way that gives it an ongoing practice in the house of God. He said these words in Matthew, the third chapter, when he came to John the Baptist to be baptized. And John, the word of God says, he said he forbade him, saying in verse 14, but John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. Oh, my, my. And Jesus answering said unto him, he said, suffer, meaning permit it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Baptism fulfills all righteousness in Christ Jesus after you've been saved. Then the word of God says, then he suffered him. You see, in baptism, we clearly portray what happens spiritually when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And part of the Bible where it says that is in Matthew 28. Verse 19, turn with me there for a moment. He says these words. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. When someone says, I was baptized as a baby, then they need to understand that baptism is an expression of our faith in God. And therefore, it is only for believers, which is why we don't baptize infants. They're not able to believe. Oh, praise our God. Let me give you a verse for that. And why we should seriously consider, you don't baptize babies. Yeah, you may bring them up and ask that we anoint and pray over them. And there's nothing wrong with that.
anointing and praying over, but you don't baptize a baby? How can a baby be buried in the water? How can a baby believe? It's an infant. Look at Colossians 2:12. It said, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, there's a lot of understanding that needs to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And the ministry needs to preach the word of God so that souls can be saved and live right, and souls can understand. This is baptism of a baby. If you say you were baptized as a baby and you're claiming to be saved, I say to you, you need to be born again.
Amen.
You need to ask God to forgive you. And I'm not for sure who would have baptized you, but they need to have an understanding of what thus saith the Lord.
Right.
You see, God's word and God's things are spiritually discerned, we're told in the word of God. And unless the Spirit of God reveals it or awakens the mind to things, people won't understand what thus saith the Lord. You've got to have an understanding of what it means to be saved. Salvation comes to those who repent by faith and receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We're told these words in John, the first chapter, verse 12. Says these words, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Yeah.
You see, our salvation is about far more than saying a few words. It is victory in Jesus,
amen,
which affords us the gift of eternal life. Praise our God.
Thank you.
In Acts the 16th chapter, you Bible students know this story. And I ask you, if you don't, to read it in your leisure, about the Philippian jailer who came to Paul wanting to know how to receive salvation. The jailer was asking about his eternal destination, and Paul acquainted the man with eternal salvation. Look at what he says in verse 30. He said, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Let me go back just a little bit to get a connection. Verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Saints of God, do you notice something here? They were in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He said, after they had laid many stripes on them, then they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them. They received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in stocks. And Paul and them weren't sitting in there whining and complaining, all these, we had to be in prison, we were teaching. No, they were in there. The word of God says they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Sometimes we might be placed in some of these adverse situations, but instead of us complaining, I believe, as Sister Laurencine said during our Sunday school review, when we're standing there at the pump, pumping gas, which we know is $4 and something a gallon, we don't have to join in on the chorus about how high the gas is, but thank God we're able to put gas in our vehicles. Thank God we're not over in a war torn country where some of the saints of God are running for their lives, and people are running for their lives with their children. Oh, yes, we may have to pay a little bit more for bread. We may have to pay a little bit more for milk. We may have to pay a little bit more at the pump. But thanks be to Almighty God. Why? He said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Not only that, but David let us know in the psalm, I was once young, now am I old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is he begging bread. If you're a child of God, your bread and water are sure in God. Praise our God. Praise God. God always makes a way. I found that to be so. Amen. He always makes a way. He always brings us through, no matter what might be going on in our world today.
No matter how things are happening, saints of God, our God is able to bring us through any situation. He's able to put diesel in our truck. He's able to put gas in our car. He's able to heat our home, clothes on our back, along with doing it for someone else in all kinds of different countries. God is able. Praise our God. He's not limited, as the dear brother said. Our God is not limited. Our God is able. Just trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest. But keep your eye, praise our God, on the goal.
Amen.
Praise our God. Verse 26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Oh, he said immediately, oh, God will shake up things, saints. He said, and the keeper of the prison, and waking it out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down. See, God will bring you down. Oh, God will bring you around. God is able. He said he fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs. See, that was the first thing on his mind. He said, what must I do to be saved? And he didn't say anything and say, he didn't look at him. The Bible doesn't say and say, how did you get out of those chains? How did you do that? No, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Praise our God. Oh, our God is able, saints. Don't count him out. He's able. He'll bring us through, saints. Oh, there are times, I know. Right now, we're living in some times right now when we look around, we think, oh, my. But look up. Look up and praise God. Look up and say, I know you are able, Lord. I know you're able. Oh, God can keep the people of God. That's why he told us we have to pray for mankind. That's why we have to continue, saints, is praying. Sister said to me the other day, let us keep praying. We've got to keep praying for souls. We see God is working. God is working on souls. That's why Paul said, I exhort. There in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, he said in that first verse, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. We've got to pray for all mankind. He says in verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, our government needs our prayers, our president, our vice president, whether you voted for him or not, they still need our prayers, our governor, our mayors, our townships, they all need prayer, our Congress, they need our prayers, our judges, they need prayer, that we may what? Lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Praise our God. Do you believe the word of God?
Amen.
If you believe the word of God, then begin to pray for them that are in leadership. So we can lead a quiet and peaceable life. He said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Praise our Lord, who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. Praise our God. See, there was a time when we were all sinners because we inherit the nature of Adam. Because of the sins that we committed, we were in a fallen state. Because of what we were, we are told in Romans 6 that the consequences of that sin would have been spiritual death, and we would have continued to live in sin. Verse 23 said, for the wages of sin is death. You see, sin pays wages.
Yes.
And that wage is death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but salvation saves us from the wrath of God. Praise our God. Turn with me to Romans 6 and look at it. Let's finish out what that scripture says there. He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, salvation saves us from the wrath of God concerning sin. Romans 5, verse 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved
from wrath through him. My, my, my. Praise our God for the word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9 says, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, saints, but thank God for his gift of his son. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Oh, we could not save ourselves. Only God. Oh, only God could save us through his son, Jesus Christ. We are saved by faith through Jesus because of God's amazing grace. Praise our God. Oh, I know we sing that song often. I know oftentimes you hear people singing Amazing Grace. And you think about the amazing grace of Almighty God. And when that song is being sung, it means something, saints of God. It means when we're singing, how sweet the sound. Let's see what those words say in 127 of Worship the Lord. It says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. So when you're singing this song, you're talking about what God had done for you. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Do you remember it saying? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Praise God. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Oh, amazing grace. Praise our God for his amazing grace. Thank God for the gift of salvation. Thank God he loved us that much. Oh, thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. Our scripture text says, for by grace are you saved. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We're also told these words in 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. He said, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Praise God, which was given us in Christ Jesus. See, grace can only be given to you in Christ Jesus before the world began. Oh, let's read that again. Who has saved us. See, our salvation came through Christ Jesus and called us with an holy calling. See, our calling is holy. It's righteous. It is living for Almighty God. He said, not according to our works. You see, people are thinking they're going to work their way into the kingdom of God. Oh, no, you're not. He said, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Praise our God. And then we're told these words. In Titus, the third chapter, verse 5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God saved us by providing the means of salvation, the death of his only begotten son, Jesus, on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. You see, because he died for us, we can live again eternally with God in heaven. Amen. How many are looking for that eternal home? Praise our God. Oh, we've said it all throughout this message. We did nothing to deserve salvation. That our salvation, yes, is truly a gift from Almighty God. And I thank God for that gift. But see, you know, in the natural, when somebody gives you a gift, you got to, it may come in a package or it may come in a bag. You got to take that package and open it up to see what it is, right?
Or you got to get into that bag and see. Well, God's grace came through a gift, and that gift is Jesus Christ. Do you open up the word and try to find out all about him so you'll know how to live for him? Get into the word of God and know who is Jesus. Know that he is the Son of God. He is the one that God sent to redeem us from our sins. No, he didn't come down here to save man in his sin, but he came to redeem mankind from his sin. Get into the word and know that it is Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because the Bible tells us in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, then he jumped down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We receive this salvation by the gift of faith, imparted to us as a gift by hearing the good news of the gospel of salvation and believing. Turn with me to Ephesians 1. And look at what it says in the word of God. Praise our God. In verse 13, it says these words. It said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You see, in order for you to know about Jesus, you got to hear it. You got to hear the word of truth. I know I'm trying to get people to hear the word of God. That is what God has given me, for souls to be saved, the vision. And I'm doing everything that the Lord would have me to do. There's no glory for Sister Renee. None whatsoever. Trying to reach out to souls, because he said here, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. People have got to hear the word of truth so that they can come to God. Amen. The gospel of your salvation, whom also after that ye believe. See, I believe if more people are told about Jesus, more people know about God, they will believe and they will turn their lives over. Then he said, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Praise Amen. Our God. Salvation is more than just saying, oh, I believe. It requires repentance. Repentance goes beyond saying, I'm sorry. Living in a world where people say stuff all the time, I'm sorry, please, you know, accept my apology. They don't mean it. Salvation is more than that. Repentance involves a 180-degree turn from Amen. Away from sin.
Amen.
You got to go in the opposite direction. You got to come out of it. Forget all the attractions of this world and follow Jesus Christ. Come away from it. Song that says, and the things of the earth will go strangely dim. I think it's turn your eyes upon Jesus. You see, when your eyes are turned upon Jesus, the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light, I believe, of his glory and grace. You see, when you turn away from this world and all the things that are going on, you can see Jesus a little clearer when you began to get into the word of God and to read and study and to show yourself approved unto God and know that what thus saith the Lord, that I want to get closer to God, the things of this old world will grow strangely dim. You may say that, you know, when you first start out on something, I know when they say this, when you start out on a diet, oh, it takes a long time to lose weight. It takes a long time for things to happen, for you to see some results, but you got to keep at it. You see, Brother Levester tells us all the time, it takes time to be holy. It takes time to be righteous. You lived all those years in sin and doing what the world would have you to do. Now you have to take time to live for Almighty God. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
And that time means you got to meditate. You got to be in God's word. You got to read. You got to study. You got to understand what thus saith the Lord. When you get up in the morning, you got to be in tune with Almighty God, not in tune with what's going into the world, because the things of the world are still going to be there. When we leave this house of God and go to our separate home, if you turn on the news when you get home, the same news of killing, stealing, and bombing and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be there, saints, when we get there. But it takes time to be holy in the Lord. It takes time to read God's eternal word. It takes time to know what thus saith the Lord for our lives. It's how we honor God. We honor God by making sure that we're living according to God's eternal word, that we're living a righteous and holy life. We honor God when we study his word. We honor God when we come together in fellowship, in love, unity with brethren in the house of God. That's what it's all about, saints. That's how we're going to make it into the kingdom of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Do you have the gift of Jesus Christ this afternoon? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Praise our God. You see, when Jesus comes into your life, he makes all the difference in the world. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for Sister Beverly Carroll. She's given me a lot of names of souls in the morning for the ministry, and I thank God for that. And one of her friends that are on, she received in the morning message, and she wrote to me the other day, and she said so many people have been struggling for Jesus, but since they have been receiving the morning ministry, she has seen a change in their life. And then I shared with Sister Carol. She wrote to me yesterday and gave me another name to put on there. I thank God for the morning ministry. I thank God for your comments back to me. I thank God because that shows me and it lets me know that what God has had for me to send out, there are many that write back and say, this message was for me today. I needed to hear this message. I thank God that God is using me to his glory and to his honor, reaching souls for the kingdom of God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus wants to draw mankind to him. It's not God's will that man be lost, but that man would come to salvation in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, there would be no salvation today if it wasn't for Calvary. When Jesus went to the cross, he paid the price for all those who will trust him by faith in salvation. He died a horrible death on that cross so that you and I might enjoy the salvation of Almighty God through faith. I ask you in your leisure to read Isaiah 53. Oh, and when you read that scripture, you'll see exactly what our Savior went through to redeem us back to our Heavenly Father. You see, this is why it's important for those of us who profess to be saved to do as the prophet says to us in Isaiah 52. Turn with me there for a moment. He tells us in the word of God, Isaiah 52, verse 11, he said, depart, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go you out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. If we say we are saved, we bear the vessel of Almighty God. And God is looking for us to live a righteous life in him. Praise our God. It was by the blood of Jesus Christ that redeemed us, saints of God. Oh, and I thank God for it. Thank God that he redeemed us. Thank God for all that he has done for us. Thank God that he has left his word on record for us to read and to study. Jesus suffered in Isaiah 53. Keep it in the forefront of our mind what he went through. It'll help us not when we're going. It'll help us when we're going through something not to want to quit on God. I've heard so many people say, "Well, I don't know if I still want to serve God." Just because you're going through something, that don't mean that you get rid of God.
Amen. Amen.
God can keep us through every situation. God can bring us through all kinds of things. God can help us. When the going gets tough, you don't throw away God. You just say, Lord, help me. You ask God to carry you through. You ask God, Lord, is there something? You turn the spotlight upon yourself. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Ask God, as the word of God says, say, search me, O Lord. Try me. See if there be any wicked way in me and show me the way. Show me the right way that you are supposed to be living.
If there's something that I'm doing in my life that's not according, don't say, well, I'm going to stop serving God. I'm going to stop going to church. I'm going to stop being around. No, continue to come on. God is trying to prove something, work something out with you. Oh, saints, that I know what I'm talking about. We have saints in here. God has brought them through, and I thank God for her. Sister was praying up here. Oh, how God has brought her through brain tumor. She had cancer earlier this year, or was it last year? Was it earlier this year? Yeah, earlier this year. She had cancer. Oh, but she's sitting here in the house of God praising God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, then we just look across the way over there, Brother Byron. Oh, he went through a whole year dealing with cancer, but he's here today praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. There are others God has brought through. Oh, there's circumstances we've been through. Oh, sister's dealing with her eyes. She said they're not as clear as she would like for them to be, but she's still here praising the Lord. Our dear brother Maurice went through a procedure. He's here praising God. Oh, when we saw him this morning, he said, isn't God good? Yes, he is. Oh, God is good. Oh, and you may say, well, Sister Renee, but what about this? Oh, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen in our lives. Just because we're saved, it doesn't mean that we are exempt from things happening. It doesn't mean that our car's not going to break down. It doesn't mean that someone's not going to break in our home and steal. It doesn't mean that we're going to not lose a loved one. It doesn't mean we're not going to get some dreaded disease. Things are going to happen. But by the grace of God, we are able to stand when things come in. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God says the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Amen.
And then when you're going through something, remember what David said in the 121st Psalm. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, no, my help cometh from the Lord. Do you know your help comes from God? When you're going through something, don't allow the enemy to invade you, to embrace you, to tell you, oh, you don't need to serve God. I thought God loved you, yet God still loves you. He didn't say that this walk would be a flowery bed of ease, but he said that he that liveth godly shall suffer persecution. Jesus also said in the word of God, he said that you will have tribulation in this world, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise our God. Stand on the word of God. Go into the scriptures. When things get a little rough, get into the Psalms and begin to read. And to know that you serve an almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank the Lord for his word. I thank the Lord for when you can get in there. You can see what the psalmist says. And there's one scripture that I can go to. And I still go to oftentimes. And I remember what the psalmist said when he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Is God your shepherd? Praise our God. He said, I shall not want. And that shall is a guarantee. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, for he maketh me to lie down where? In green pasture. Are you lying in the green pastures of Almighty God? He said, for he leadeth me beside the still water. You know, when things are all choppy in the world and going on, God will lead you beside the still waters. Oh, the waters, the world may be going in a fury right now, but those streams of Almighty God are smooth. You don't have to worry about it. He said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though you're going through something, you still can stay in the path of righteousness. Am I correct, Brother Byron? You can still serve God even if you're going through cancer and the doctor may say you only have 6 months to live. You can still stay in the path of righteousness. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you know that God is with you? Do you know his rod and his staff, that they are comforting you? Oh, he went on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my... What is David saying there?
Oh, God has a feast for you right there in the presence of your enemy. When your enemy is flaring up, you can sit there in perfect peace in Almighty God because you know God as your personal Lord and Savior. You know you don't have to jump back at him. You don't have to give place to the devil, but you can sit there and you can just be at peace in Almighty God. But you can't be at peace in God if you keep partaking of the devil's table.
Amen.
You got to come away from it. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. Praise God. My cup runneth over. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. Praise God. Your cup is running over in God. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Do you believe this? All the days of my life, and I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. Don't quit on God.
Amen.
Don't quit on God because you're going through something. Come to Almighty God. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find grace and help in the time of need. There's no need for the saints of God to quit on God when we're going through something. But that's when we shore up ourselves. You see, our dependence is on Almighty God. And when we're standing on the foundation that God, that Jesus Christ built, don't worry about it. The enemy may come in. The enemy may try to shake this foundation that you and I are standing on, but we're standing on a sure foundation. Praise God. Oh, a foundation that cannot be moved. A foundation, oh, that Jesus Christ declared in the word of God, the gates of hell should not prevail against. Praise our God. I thank God for his word, saints. I thank God that he has blessed us and he's brought us through. Sister said to the young people downstairs in class today, she said, we are a reflection of God's holiness and God's righteousness. Praise our God. Do you believe that? We are a reflection of that. We, the Bible tells us we are salt and we are light in this world. People right now, saints, are so desperate. All they can think about, we need to get back to some normalcy. It's all we've heard. After they've taken off the mask and we're getting back to normalcy and going to parties and what is it, spring break. Mm-hmm. I saw a T-shirt the other day that said normal isn't coming back, but Jesus is.
Amen. Amen.
And it said on there Revelations 14. And then I began to read Revelations 14. The saints of God, the Lord's going to have me cut off here, and we'll come back, Lord willing, to finish this message. But the Lord would have us to go to Revelations 14 to continue this message in God. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Bless God. Praise God for his word. Amen. Salvation in Jesus Christ, the way to grace. Praise our God. Amen. And she said she told us that in Titus, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Thank God for his grace, for his marvelous, marvelous grace. As she was speaking, as a song, the words of a song came to my mind that the choir used to sing called Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
The Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Greater than all my sin. So that God's grace, you may think that you're so bad of a sinner that God's grace cannot reach you. Not so. Because his grace is greater than all of your sins. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall his praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. No matter where you are, the grace of Jesus can reach you.
wonderful grace of Jesus reaching to all the lost. By it, I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost, not half saved, not saved and sinning, not people say I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, if you've been saved by grace, then you're not a sinner anymore. Saved to the uttermost, chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Pastor Jenkins preached about for us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free and to not be entangled in that bondage of sin. Wonderful grace of Jesus reaching the most defiled. So there's no one who's so sinful that if they confess and believe that the grace of the Lord can't reach them.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching the most defiled, mm-hmm, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child. Instead of being a child of the devil, we can be a child of God.
Amen.
By the transforming power of the grace of Jesus. Purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. She preached about that. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
Amen.
Salvation in Jesus Christ, the way, he's the way to grace.
Amen.
What shall we sing? 406. Number 406 in the Worship the Lord. Shall we stand? Number 406 in our Worship the Lord hymnal.
Praise God.
There's room at the cross for you. Amen. Amen. Number 406 in the Worship of the Lord. 406.
Amen.
406. 406.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord bless.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide as the sea. There's room for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room. Though millions have found him a friend and have turned from the sins they have sinned, the Savior still waits to open the gate and welcome a sinner before it's too late. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room
Yes, there's room at the cross for you. The hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Through to cleanse everything, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. The millions have come, there's still yes, there's room at the cross for you.
That last verse says, the hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through a time now, Pastor Jenkins preached about these times that we are in. And we can see that the word of God is being fulfilled. And Matthew, that 24th chapter, talks about the end times. And we are in the end times. We see things happening all around us. Even the song poet said, through sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain, the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stain. That's the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the salvation that we can have. And so in loss or in gain, in high prices, low prices, whatever it might be, if someone comes and as she said, breaks into our house, of the various things that we go through in life, still the hand of our Savior is strong. And there's nothing that can overcome us, but that the Lord cannot be our high tower, but that the Lord can't rescue us from the situation or keep us from sin, even in the situation.
Amen.
So the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stain. Is there one? Is there one? And wants the blood of Jesus to cleanse every stain of sin, anything that's not like God from your life. Because there's room at the cross for you. Don't have to elbow your way.
Amen.
Don't have to fight to get there.
Mm-hmm.
There's room at the cross for you. Amen. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's still, and every one soul is essential to God. Because each soul represents an eternity to be spent somewhere. Is there one who would just say, pray for me?
Amen.
I want to be sure that I stand. I want to be sure that I make it.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. May we sing that last verse.
Amen.
The hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain, the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stain.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear God, for giving your word to Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for giving her, dear God, what our hearts needed to hear, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for anointing her and giving her the strength, dear God, to deliver her own soul, dear God, and Lord, ours also, dear Father, in receiving your word. We pray, dear God, for continued blessings upon her, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would keep her, dear God, as a watchman on the wall, dear God. Father, that she might preach, Lord, that is needful, dear Father, for our souls. And Lord, where there's anything, dear God, any weakness, dear Father, anything, dear God, that we need, Lord, to be strengthened in thee, dear Father, we thank you, dear God, for giving it to our dear pastor, dear God, and thank you, dear God, for giving her the spirit to preach it, dear God, by your power. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, dear Father, each ear that heard your word, dear God. Father, whether it's someone who is in this building, dear God, someone who's on the phone, dear Father, or someone who is on the system, dear God, Father, who logged in, dear Father, to hear the word today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each mind and each heart, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have your spirit, Lord, allow your spirit to continue to preach, dear God, to hearts and minds, dear Father, even when we dismiss from this service, where we know, Lord, that you and your spirit are not limited, dear Father, by these walls. But, Lord, you can go forth, dear God, and bring, Lord, the word that was preached to our remembrance, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, those, dear Father, who are determined, dear God, to make it, who are determined, Lord, to walk with you day by day, dear God. Even as pastors said, dear God, Lord, it takes time to be holy, dear Father. So help us, dear God, Lord, to redeem the time, redeem the days, Lord, that you have given us in this life, dear God. Lord, that we might draw closer and closer to thee. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, if there are souls, dear God, Father, who are as yet unsaved, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, dear Father, would speak to their hearts. Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, dear God, would trouble their spirit, dear Father, and don't allow them to be at ease in sin, dear God. For we know, dear God, that if they are in sin, dear God, when you call them out of this world, Lord, there is no hope, dear Father, for their soul. And so, Father, we're praying, we're begging in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just continue, Lord, to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, cause them, Lord, to think, dear Father, where they will spend all of eternity, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that Pastor Jenkins said that hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, dear Father. And, Lord, we don't want, dear Father, souls, dear Father, that we have been lifting up to thee in prayer, dear God. Father, we don't want them, dear God, to go into a devil's hell for all of eternity, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But, Lord, that soul is going to have to come to repentance, dear God. That soul is going to have to be born again. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for souls, dear Father, who are still lost and undone without thee. And we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, cause them to turn their eyes upon Jesus, dear Father. Lord, help them, Lord, to seek you while you may be found and to call upon you while you are near. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the message and for your messenger. And pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to walk, dear God, in the light, even as you have shined it on our pathway this day. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen. Praise our God. You may be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Respect to the word. Brother Maurice.
Oh, want to thank Almighty God for the new house.
Amen.
And Psalm 122:1 says, I would gladly send thee, let us come into the house of the Lord. I couldn't come to the house of the Lord for 2 weeks. And I felt like I was in bondage forever. And I'm so happy that I'm here all over the place.
Amen. Amen.
133:1 talks about unity. When we all feel badly, when one feels badly, all feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful to be here.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for the prayers of the saints, for the cards, the text messages. You wanted me to be better. You wanted me to feel better. And I do. I was reading the word, and I want to read this with you. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare
Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. I'm so thankful also the Lord has touched him. I saw him every day, but I'm glad to see him here.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank
Amen.
God. Amen. Is there anyone else? Yes, Sister Webb. Yes.
Also, this message day, relation to Jesus, relation to God. They even say, I won't get into much, but on raising a Christian United.
Amen.
But I had a big conversation at work, and I told a friend, a co-worker, I told him, one must be born again. We got into conversation.
Amen.
My work, because it really got the best of me, because she is so confused. I said, well, you can't. I said, unrepentant sin. I said, you can't make it, God. This is almost verbatim when she spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
Amen.
Well, she was telling me, God loves you. I said, yes. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's a loving God. I tried to explain the God's love for all of us. But we have to come into the knowledge of the truth, to do what's right, to be obedient, to be pure, to be clean, to be holy. Well, that wasn't kind of good for her, because she said, well, everybody sin, but to God forgives us.
Mm.
Well, she missed a whole lot of points, but maybe I'll say that.
Amen.
Portion, and it's right on time, because there are a lot of people, I don't know where she's studying. Well, I assume she's going somewhere, but she's not getting fed the truth, and it's not stern, it's not direct, you know. So we have to keep reaching, and teaching the way we're doing,
Amen.
The way Brother Byron and everyone,
Amen.
And the love and prayers that we receive, because it's very important. A lot of people are falling by the wayside, and they're actually going to the places and doing all sorts of things. So I'm kind of grateful to the Word of God. So I got my course today.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Webb. Amen. It has us looking forward to Wednesday, doesn't it? Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? We'll give it up after the announcement. We'll give another up. Well, with others, we'll name names, but. Amen. Just so happy to see something. Amen. Look at the amen. Praise God. Go ahead and shout. She said, I just feel like shouting. Go ahead and shout. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Because my Johnson family's back there.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We just have a few announcements here.
Praise God.
We have a card that says, thank you so much to the Wayne Avenue family. Your thoughtfulness is bright enough to light the world. Thank you for your thoughtfulness to me during my recent illness. The planter is beautiful. Love and prayers, Sister Francine. Amen. Thankful to hear her on Wednesday night at Bible study. Amen. We're thankful for what God is doing for her as well. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And if you're not able, for those who are not able to come to the church building at 10:30 a.m., we know that many of you are praying at home. You're praying where you are. Some are stopping at work at 10:30 and praying, being agreed in prayer. And God is working. We're seeing the results of the prayers. Amen. We thank God for how he is moving. Amen. November turkey giveaway canisters always available for donations. And we realize that it's March now, but this time last year we were saying it's March, and you turn your head twice and it was late October. And so we know that if it be the Lord's will, he allows us to, we'll again have a turkey giveaway, but the canisters is available for donations for that. Choir rehearsal will be next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be begin at 7 p.m. by phone. And please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service and then turn it back on shortly before 7 o'clock. And please remember to mute your phones. Also, pray for the phones. Pray that God will bless, and we won't have the static or the echoing or those kinds of things. The Lord knows that we need his word. And so we pray ahead of time that the Lord will bless, that it will be clear, and we will be able to just have a wonderful Bible study.
Which we do.
Amen. And it, you know, even when the static starts to act up and so on, the Lord, it will clear up at different times. And so the Lord, we just thank God that we pray we can keep everybody connected and don't drop anybody and have to go and pick them back up. And God is able. And so we just pray for Bible study for on Wednesday night. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Carol Roberts Majid on March 15th. That's Tuesday, I believe. Brother Reggie Jackson, March 16th, which would be Wednesday. Brother Javier Ramos, March 19th, which would be Saturday. So remember them in prayer. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent today. And we know that our brother man was not here today, so continue to lift him up in prayer for our bus drivers. And pray this week for Sister Melita,
lift her up in prayer that as for being bus drivers, so as the Lord will direct on next Lord's Day, that bless her, keep her safe. Our thought for today, this is a good one. For home improvement, bring your family to church. Amen. Amen. That will have an effect at home, won't it? Amen. Amen. And we're so thankful, so very, very thankful to be here today. And so we want to give opportunity.
Amen.
Sisters. Oh, yes.
And I want to thank Sister Renee for the beautiful, beautiful message.
Thank the Lord.
And I thank you all for your prayers on my behalf.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Sister Sandy, Brother Monty, Brother Matthew. All right. Amen. God be praised. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sandy. So good to see you. Amen. We've been praying for you.
Amen.
Amen. Just know that. Amen. Brother Monty? The Lord bless you. Take your time. Lord bless.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. My.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. God bless you. Amen. Brother Matthew.
Good to see you too. Honestly, this text message every morning when I'm at work, this touch my heart. There's stuff going on, I'm probably. I've always kept God in my heart.
Amen.
As we forget, as we let people go, getting back to you. There's always something new that God and shows you more.
Amen. Lord bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's what's on your heart. Amen. But you said you're ready. Have you already surrendered to Him? Praise God. Praise God. And because in each of our lives, when we're saved, you're right. You get to the place where you say, Lord, I'm ready. That's the surrender. Amen. Praise God.
He's ready to be baptized.
Right. Praise God. Amen. And Pastor Jenkins, she preached about that in the message. That what baptism is, what it represents. That the Spirit of God knows your heart, knew what God always knows what we need to hear. Each and every one of us. And so just thank God for you. Amen. And Brother Joseph. Now, your last name is Joseph or your first name is Joseph? All right. Okay, so your first name is Harantz. Amen. Your first name is Harantz. Harantz. All right.
When I look at this situation, anyway, you are hurting me.
That's right.
Sometimes I'm worried.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Did I hear you say you have an orphanage in Haiti?
Yes.
My. Yes. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, we know what we have to pray for, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? It's just good to be in the house of God today.
Amen.
I'm so glad I was here.
Amen.
Amen. Free from this world of sin.
Praise God.
Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again.
Hallelujah, I'm saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Shall we stand? Thank God. Shall we stand?
Free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God for freedom in Jesus.
Praise God.
Brother Byron, would you dismiss us with prayer?
Praise our God.
Dear God, our heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Once again, we call upon your name. Truly want to say thank you for this day. Allowed us to gather in the house of God.
Thank you, Lord.
To fellowship one with another. We thank you for your spirit that has been present, guiding and directing.
Yes, Lord.
And understanding this day. We're thankful for the visitor, visitors.
Yes, dear God.
We're thankful for the loved ones that have come out.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask that thou would bless each and every one of us. Allow us to retain the message that you have given us this day. Allow us to go to our separate home. Some have traveled farther than us. So we ask your blessings to be with them in mercy and in travel. We're truly thankful for the brother Joseph being here this day.
Yes, sir.
We ask that thou would remember his wife and remember those that are in his life that you have blessed him with.
Yes, sir.
Ask that thou would strengthen him in your word and understanding that he may be able to strengthen others.
Yes, Lord.
Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Sandy and son being in our presence.
Amen.
We ask a special blessing to be with them and family. Now have thine own divine way with each and every one of us. Guide and direct us. Allow us to retain your word in our heart and in our mind.
Amen.
That we sin not against thee.
Amen.
For Christ's sake is our prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.